that with you all. This is Abby, and Fly on the Wall will be playing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m.
It's Terry, and it is just after midnight, and it's Into the Darkness. And as usual, we're going to start with a little Prodigy out of space, and we'll keep it going here, and we'll come back, and I'll do some introductions. I got a fine guest in the studio tonight. His name's Chirag, and he's going to be putting a show on, so I'm going to have him in the studio for the next 2 hours, and we'll talk and get to know him and find out what his show's all about. But sit back, relax, enjoy a little Prodigy.
I'm gonna take a train to another.
like I said, welcome, folks. It's DJ Terry. It's Friday night. Actually, it's Saturday morning. I always say it's Friday night, but it's actually Saturday morning at this point. And I have Chirag here. He's a second-year med student. And I'm going to put your mic on, Chirag, and welcome you to the show.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks so much for having me today.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit of Chirag here. So let's get some background on you. I got a little bit about from you when we were talking just before we went on the air, but tell everybody, just give them a background. High level, you lived in India, and then you came to Vancouver, right? Like, give me a bit of your story. Let's go.
Well, thanks again, Terry. Super great to be here. I've been traveling a little bit.
Yeah, so, it sounds like it.
Yeah, was born in India, moved to Vancouver when I was four or five, maybe.
Yeah.
So quite young. So grew up in Vancouver, and when I was 18, moved to Toronto, and now in Kingston for med school. Moved here 2 years ago.
Ski or snowboarder?
You know what? I lived an hour and a half from Whistler.
Yeah, I know.
Have never been skiing or snowboarding.
What?
I know. The first time I went was with the class here in Kingston to Mont Tremblant.
You went to a tiny hill compared to what you could have went into Whistler.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's hilarious. Did you at least go to Australia Day at Whistler, or the big party on Australia Day?
Oh my goodness. Everything on the base of the mountain, nothing up top.
Yeah, so you went to Australia Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of funny. My son flew to Vancouver to go to Australia Day for the weekend.
People come from all over, hence Australia Day, I guess. But people come from everywhere. Yeah. A lot of Germans, Austrians, and Australians.
Yeah, he had the best. He said it was the best time. He's got to get back, but he had a fantastic time going to Australia. And I was like, come on, that's not a thing. And he showed me some videos, and I was like, okay, that's a thing.
It's a thing.
So that's cool. Yeah. That's really cool. So you grew up in Vancouver in the Surrey area, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then you moved to Toronto. And you came to Toronto for school, though, right? UFT?
Yes, came to Toronto for school at UFT.
Nice.
Did my undergrad there. And then COVID hit, so went back to Vancouver for a few years, and then came back to Toronto and a bunch of moving around there, but happy to be in Kingston now.
Yeah, we were just saying, Kingston's such a great city. I mean, it's this little big city, and the people are so friendly, and we were talking about how safe it is, comparable, right? Like, there's pockets, you know, they're not the greatest, there's no real bad area to live.
No, not at all. And when I first came to Kingston, I thought, this is Canada. You know, the cobblestone streets, the snow, the safety, the nice people. I'm like, this is where I want to live.
Yeah, we moved here in 2010, and I would never live anywhere else full time again.
No.
It's wonderful. It's fantastic. Well, welcome. Yeah. And I'm glad you're here. You're in med school, right? We were talking, you're going to be a doctor. Good for you. That's awesome.
Yes. Just have to pass a few more tests.
Yeah. So are you a resident then, or like a surgical resident then?
No, I'm a med student. So just finishing my second year of medical school. So
okay.
I'll go into clerkship for the next 2 years. So
okay.
I'll be exploring everything from internal medicine to surgery to family medicine and everything. And then I'll start my residency, which is another 5 years after that.
Okay.
It's a bit to go.
All right. Yeah. You see all these medical shows and you're like, you see these med students, but I assume they're just residents. I don't know what the terminology is.
No.
That's cool. So you're saying you like the surgical, the trauma stuff, right?
Yes.
Motor vehicle accidents. It's exciting. I'm sure it's invigorating. Like,
exactly.
Trying to help save people.
Well, what I hear from the trauma surgeons is no day is the same. You could walk in and you don't know what to expect. You'll always be doing something different. And I think that was a worry for me in medicine was, am I going to end up doing the same thing over and over?
Yeah, you don't want to speak to the same fat old lady about her problems, like her sore legs or whatever. Yeah, you want to do something, right?
That's different. Exactly.
Good for you. That's really exciting. And welcome. I'm so glad you're here. And we need more doctors and we need more professional people. So thank you.
Thanks again.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. We're going to kick things off here with a little of, we do, just so you know, I play reggae and reggaeton and some calypso and rap and stuff in my 12 to 1 hour. So we're going to do that. We're going to do a little Money to Burn to kick things off here. And then we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about you.
All right, then. Well, all right, then. Get laid, gotta find me a sexy girl.
pretty baby, wanna ask you your name. I like the way you groove, I hope you're feeling the same. Got me attracted to the shape of your frame. Let me introduce you to my group of my fame. No, don't get it twisted, I'm just being plain. Wanna stain your mind with lyrics and get in your veins. If you got the tunnel, here comes the train. Baby, let me know if you're down at my game. Cause I just got paid and I got a little money to burn.
Alright, girl, you're looking so fine. Try to stop you in your tracks, they tell you what's on my mind. It no matter if you neglect me one more time. Cause before the night done, baby girl, you'll be mine. You have two mountains I wanna climb. I wanna take you back home and test your waistline. A one night stand, girl, is not a crime. But if you do it real good, it can last a lifetime.
I just got paid and I got a little money to burn.
Remember when I said I get your groove back like Stella? Hey Cinderella, cute Punchinella, I'm a jolly good fella. I would diss you like never. Birds of a feather, together forever. Something out of netter, whatever.
Just got paid and I got a little money to burn. Pretty baby, wanna ask you your name. I like the way you groove, I hope you're feeling the same. Got me attracted to the shape of your frame. Let me introduce you to my group of my fame. No, don't get it twisted, I'm just being plain. Wanna stain your mind with lyrics and get in your veins. If you got the tunnel, here comes the train. Baby, let me know if you're down with my game. Cause I
just got paid and I got a little money to burn.
Girl, I'm on no, so them classic. Make me see your hand in the ear from your can black traffic. All road boy motorists, watch it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. When the traffic stop out there. Yeah, 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 yeah. When the traffic stop out there.
Yo,
traffic blocking. Girl, I come down in her tights and stocking. Watch our hairstyle, whopping, whopping. And the dress code ever shocking, shocking. Serious thing.
Any woman how they who know say them got it. The one them we got it here, how them a drop it. A weird son sitting full me eye out a socket. The way how she look from afar is spotted. Me happy stop fast, I'll do me did a clock it. Draw down gear in a me automatic. But me windscreen and crack it. Yo,
traffic blocking. Girl I come down in her tights and stocking. Watch our hairstyle whopping, whopping. And the dress code ever shocking, shocking. Serious thing.
Shocking, shocking. Bim. From halfway tree down to tree.
Wagwan, popcorn.
They are in a hot skull, but tell me something. How will you get the new clocks, the daddy? I wish color that, I did no party. Are you alone of the style, the daddy? The queen for England, I feel love of yardy. How will you get the new clocks, the daddy? I wish color that, I did no party. Are you alone of the style, the daddy? The queen for England, I feel love of yardy.
Real bad man, I'm muggle in a shot. Straight jeans, cut off foot pants. Everybody off the axe when me get my clocks. Everybody off the axe when me get my clocks. The leather hard, the sweat soft. Toothbrush get out the dust fast. Everybody off the axe when me get my clocks. Everybody off the axe when me get my clocks.
Me love creeping up. Clocks me prefer. Clocks for the leather, yeah. Clocks for the fur. Clocks for the summer, clocks for the winter. Clocks for the sun, clocks for the water. Me know we're nautica.
No.
Not a fish. Sailor, pull off a tiger, him a the golfer. Me knew while the beast hotter than sulfur. Me pattern, me daddy from me was a youngster.
Real bad man, I'm muggle in a shorts. Straight jeans, cut off foot pants. Everybody off the axe when me get my clocks. Everybody off the axe when me get my clocks. The leather hard, the sweat soft. Toothbrush get out the dust fast. Everybody off the axe when me get my clocks. Everybody off the axe when me get my clocks.
Me tell my man, say, remember proper hygiene and don't forget. Bag of sneakers, give your cheesy foot. If you know when me know, boy, load the crap. Remember pinting motor can your tour. Wear the desert clock, the easy step. To my court, that can save your boy. You at the least foot, I go lead to death.
Real bad man, I'm muggle in a shot. Straight jeans, got that foot pants. Everybody off the axe, let me get my clocks. Everybody off the axe, let me get my clocks. The leather hard, the sweat soft. Toothbrush get out the dust fast. Everybody off the axe, let me get my clocks. Everybody off the axe, let me get my clocks.
And where you get the new clocks, the daddy? I wish color that, daddy no party. Are you alone of the style, the daddy? The queen for England, I feel love of yardy. And where you get the new clocks, the daddy? I wish color that, daddy no party. Are you alone of the style, the daddy? The queen for England, I feel love of yardy.
Real bad man, I'm muggle in a shorts. Straight jeans, cut off foot pants. Everybody off the axe when me get my clocks. Everybody off the axe when me get my clocks. The leather hard, the sweat soft. Toothbrush get out the dust fast. Everybody off the axe when me get my clocks. Everybody off the axe when me get my clocks. Real bad man, I'm muggle in a shorts. Straight jeans, cut off foot pants. Everybody off the axe when me get my clocks. Everybody off the axe when me get my clocks. Toothbrush get out the dust fast. Everybody off the axe when me get my clocks. Everybody off the axe when me get my clocks.
CR203 Rockers.
All right, we're back. That was a lot of fun just listening to some good reggae there. So, Chirag, let's talk about your show. You're going to be putting on a show. It's going to be a talk show. And it's you're going to be doing some pre-records and then getting some people into the audio, like some people into the studio and having guests. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about what your show is going to be about?
Yeah, I mean, healthcare is sort of the topic du jour these days, right? Everyone's talking about not having a doctor. Do you have a family doctor, Terry?
Yeah, I do. I have a great family doctor.
Okay.
And I've got to be honest. So here, I'll tell you a funny little story. So my son used to race motorcycles, and we were in Montreal, and at a big race. He was much younger, and we didn't live in Kingston at the time. We actually lived in Barrie.
Yeah.
And he got hurt at the race, and we didn't know how bad. And we stopped on the way back through in Kingston to see, and we went to KGH, and we had great medical attention.
Wow.
While we were there, awesome. Right off the bat. It was just fantastic. So we're like, man, this is a great place to stop and have hospital care, medical care. And then lo and behold, about 4 years later or 3 years later, we moved here.
Wow.
So, yeah. I think that accident happened in 2007. Yeah. And I got to be honest with you. My son has gotten hurt a lot racing motorcycles. Most everybody that does, it's not when you get hurt. Or sorry, it's not if you get hurt. It's when you get hurt,
it's
right?
When,
You know, it's pretty dangerous jumping jumps and stuff. So there's great orthopedic surgeons here. We know them by name, unfortunately. And I do have a great family doctor. But it's hard to come by, I understand, right?
Exactly. So. I don't know the stat offhand, but quite a significant part of Ontario doesn't have access to a family doctor. and the hospitals are sort of over capacity. I don't know how long you've ever waited at an Emerge, but I've waited 10 plus hours in the Emerge, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. When we go...
It's because the orthopedic surgeons know you. They bring you right in.
Yeah. but it's not even that. I mean, we've gone to get an MRI or whatever it is. Uh-huh. That always seems to be good. Yes. I mean, I don't go to the hospital because I have a cold or I have a sniffle or whatever. We don't go to the hospital when you need to. And I find that's the problem. You can go and you'll be sitting there and Emerge and I look around the room and I go, what are these people here for?
Exactly.
And then you go, oh, I have a bit of a cough. Well, go home.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's not what emergency's for. That's what your family doctor's for, or a walk-in, or Dr. Google.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know.
And so if you don't have a family doctor, you end up getting worried and showing up to either Dr. Google or you go to the Emerge.
Yeah.
So that's really what it is. We're at this stage in healthcare today where everything's changing. Like, the government's changing how it's being funded, and we're changing the policies around it. We're probably never going to have family doctors the same way that we do now, with the way that things are changing. So the show's all about talking about new policies today and really hashing them out with people in the field that know what they're talking about, inviting community members, patients, to talk about their experiences and how these policies are affecting people on the ground, and what we can do with that.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. So are you going to have a different topic every week, or are you just going to be talking medicine in general? Or are you going to say, hey, let's talk about... private versus public healthcare?
I think you've just hit on the first episode right there.
Oh, yeah?
That's exactly it. You've probably heard of the recent news on orthopedic surgeries, talking about orthopedic surgeries.
Yeah.
An orthopedic surgeon can open up their own operating room now and do a bunch of surgeries themselves.
And you know what? I'm actually all for that.
Uh-huh.
I think that'll be... So if you can afford to pay for orthopedic surgery, you're going to free up the people that can't.
Yes.
I mean, and I don't even want to say it's going to the front of the line, because I think if you have these private healthcare facilities, when they're not doing that, they can also still work in the hospital system, mm-hmm. right? So I think it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Our son got, unfortunately had an accident in the States and had to have surgery in the States, and his surgery was $32,000 US.
How many Canadian? That's like 50,
it was over. Yeah, it was a ridiculous amount of money.
That's
but
crazy.
He needed the surgery.
Yeah.
So he couldn't fly because you couldn't transport him because he had a commuted fracture.
Wow.
Of the radial.
Yeah.
The upper part of his arm. So he had to have radial surgery and mm-hmm. had to have the radius nerve moved and then pins and plates in his.
Wow.
In his upper arm.
Wow.
But that literally was $32,000, and it was done at the University of Florida.
Wow.
Like right there on their campus.
Yeah.
But it was pretty wild. I mean, but I looked at the bill later and I was like, this is crazy. $26 for one Gatorade.
$26 for a Gatorade. You've just given me one for free.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know, I should have charged you $26.
You should have.
It's crazy, but that's what it was. And
yes.
Then it was like he needed Kleenex, and I think it was like $30 for the box of Kleenex, and he probably took two out of it. But they charge you for everything, right? Like it's so accounted for. It was just crazy. I just I thought it was fantastic. I learned so much from that in itself. But it also covered his x-rays, his physio, and everything else that went with it. But if you don't have that private healthcare in the U.S., you're kind of screwed.
That's fair. And this is the first time in this country that we're exploring any of that. So it's all new territory for us, and we're figuring out where we're going with this, because doctors are still paid publicly, right, versus the U.S. where the payments are all different. So that's really what the show is about, is talking to people who have differing opinions on it and seeing how we're charting our path forward with private and public and different.
Okay, and then the combo, right?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, interesting. Well, let's get back to a little bit more reggae here, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more. I think this is what an interesting topic tonight to be mixed in with my reggae show. This is awesome. Here we go, a little Spice and Co. festival day, for sure. So we're back with Chirag here, and Chirag, you met the Jeff, right?
I met the Jeff.
Yeah, the Jeff, the infamous Jeff.
Are we allowed to say if Jeff is real or
no? The audience will just figure it out. Okay. He's either real or he's not.
Great.
All right. So let's talk about this first show. So you're going to talk about private versus public. Mm-hmm. What's your views on it? Do you have any?
Yeah.
Are you okay to say it?
I think I am okay to say it. Absolutely. So private. We have to change the way we fund doctors in this country, of course. You know, we're moving towards a more private system where people can go out and do their own things, but we're still funded privately. It's still taxpayer money, right? You don't pay necessarily anything out of pocket. You can go to a private OR and the surgeon will bill the government as they do in a hospital. It's just a different way of doing it. I think there's probably a middle ground there where you can pay a physician or whatever to do what you need them to do on top of what they already do from the public system. Because the main argument I think I get, and I want to hear your thoughts on this as well, from a totally private system where you have a separate kind of two-tier
user
thing.
User pay
is it's going to incentivize doctors that are probably more prolific in their field to move into the private system because it's a lot more money.
Okay, so here's the thing. If you were a combo, you think Ontario's going to go a combo, so it's going to be private and public, or just going to a private where you would actually use benefits to pay?
Probably moving towards a combo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do we stop really good doctors from leaving the public side and going to private where they can bill whatever they want, right? Because you guys are capped, right? Doctors are capped. Are they not at some point?
Not necessarily. You can bill as much as you want. There's some interesting ones. If you go onto the website, there's some doctors billing quite a bit more than they should be.
But well, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah. I mean, those ones need to be dealt with, right?
Yes.
That's the problem where they're seeing, 86 patients in 12 hours, which is impossible, right?
Like, yes.
Yeah. Just timing-wise. But setting that aside, though, is a doctor's billing not capped at a certain amount based on, like, so you're meant to see so many patients per day, per week, whatever? Is there, like, a threshold where they're allowed to make, or is it just basically if you want to work 18 hours a day, you can bill for 18 hours a day?
You can bill as much as you want. There are restrictions on work hours and things like that.
Okay.
But you bill per procedure. Most doctors will bill per procedure. So if I do a surgery, I'll bill for the surgery. And if I do 10 surgeries in the day in 18 hours, I'll bill for the 10. So I'll bill for the procedures, not so much for the time I've spent on them.
Okay.
And there are limitations on, you can't work 3 days in a row because that last surgery is going to go really, really badly.
Okay, right? Interesting. Okay, so it's kind of like a pilot. It's certain time on, certain time off, or even a truck driver, right? So, truck drivers are allowed to be on for, 14 hours a day, and then they've got to be off for 8 or 10?
Exactly.
And good. Okay. So there really is a cap then at the end of the day because if you're only allowed to be on for 3 of 7 days or whatever it is, then at the end, and you're only allowed to bill for, so many hours, there really is a dead stop number.
A biological cap, let's put it that way. You can only really work so much. And that's where they've said, before you start to feel tired and whatnot, that's where you've got to draw the line.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Now, what about family medicine? So that was surgery. Mm-hmm. What about family medicine? Is there a cap on family doctors then?
That's a great question. I don't believe so in terms of how many patients you can take on.
Yeah, no, not how many you can take on, but how many you could do in a day. Is there like, because they seem to see patients on, my doctor, in my opinion, I think it's when I'm booked there, it's 15 minutes with the nurse doing all the pre-work, and then you see the doctor for up to 30 minutes.
Yeah. Not necessarily.
Really?
You can see as many patients as you want. Now, if you start to get a whole lot of complaints, now someone's going to investigate to see, are you seeing too many patients in a day?
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So it's really on...
it's a self-policed profession.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Interesting. Yeah. All right.
So, I think that is the issue that we're going to deal with the public-private thing is how do we manage that sort of incentive to move into the private space and leave the public space maybe lagging a little bit.
Yeah, because I think right here in Kingston, if I'm not wrong, there's a couple of doctors that have opened some walk-in clinics as well, right? So they have their regular practice at the hospital.
Yeah.
And when they're not there, because they can't be there all the time, they're now over at their walk-in clinic doing work there. So they're kind of they're circumventing the process already.
Exactly. And there's also boutique clinics. I don't know if you've heard of those, but the boutique clinics that you can pay a yearly fee and be a member of, and you're guaranteed sort of first of line access at those.
I know somebody who actually used that service to get a COVID shot during COVID times.
Ooh.
They paid a lot of money to get front of line to get, you know, an injection. And it turned out they ended up getting AstraZeneca anyway. So
they
paid a lot of money to get the wrong injection. So anyway, we'll come back to it. We got a little Allison Hynes here. Really interesting stuff tonight. I mean, guys, we're learning a bunch of stuff about the medical system and listening to some reggae at the same time. Here we go.
Down to further. Down, down. Larry has some fun. Down, down. Do you touch Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk away. Those who correlate know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When get the up and on their horse, kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come.
I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. There's some vortex and sweats. I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Bess. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witch's brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So while you imitating Al Capone, I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. Take it slowly. You can't run away from these styles I got. Oh, baby. Hey, baby. Cause I got a lot. Oh, yeah. And anywhere you go, my whole crew gonna know. Oh, baby. Hey, baby. You can't hide from the bag. Oh, no.
Ready or not, refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, true lies, do or die. Toss me high, only puff fly with my crew from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm Cassius Clay.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Yo, nobody.
Gonna find you. Slowly, ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Hey, yo, nobody move.
Gonna find you and make you want me. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
You know the. You know
gonna
the.
Find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find.
All right, guys, got to love me some Fugees. And right up next, we're going to do some Naughty by Nature. We're going to back and talk to Chirag.
Just give me the line.
Oh, I skipped over it. Hang on, guys. I'm going to play Naughty by Nature. Feel me flow. Here we go.
Bust a move in this work, serve words with nerve and better.
Just give me the light. Just give me the light. Just give me the light. Just give me the light and pass the Joe. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, let me know my sight and I got to know which one is gonna catch my flow. Cause I'm in the vibes and I got my dough. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, them looking hype and I got to know. Could I be your protector? You're buffing every sector. Every man around them wants on your inspector. But you know, let them threaten, you know, I grill you with no lecture. But them for a drill, not them fuel injector. Not them a infector, disease collector. Now for them, I go like them walk up. Wreck ya. Don't know the parts where you got in your center. But you know you not let them guide it affect you, yo, girl. Just give me the light and pass the joke. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, let me know my sight and I got to know which one is gonna catch my flow. I'm in the vibes and I got my dough. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, them looking hype and I got to know. Situation getting really live again. Tell them what be young out with the players and the riders every side of them. And them say them tired of the liars them. Fires and connivers them. We never get inside of them, they kind of them. Especially the money out of them. Watch the girl, but them a try to make a bride of them denied again. Some of them a move like a Spider-Man. Tell them say them not home wide again. Yo, just give me the light and pass the joke. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, let me know my sides and I got to know which one is gonna catch my flow. Cause I'm in the vibes and I got my dough. Girl, I'm looking hype and I got to know. Could I be your protector? You're buffing every sector. Every man around want on your inspector. But you know, let them pet you, not really win a lecture. But them power chill, not them fuel injector. And them a infector, disease collector. Now for them a go on like them want come wreck you. Don't know the path where you got in your center. But you know you know, make them guy they come affect you. Yo, just give me the light and pass the joke. Puss another buckle of more. Girl, let me know my sights and I got to know. Which one is gonna catch my flow? Cause I got the vibes and I got my dough. What's another buckle of more? Girl, I'm looking hype and I got to know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Situation getting really live again. Girl, them off the out with the players and the riders. Them beside of them. And them said them tired of the liars. Them fires and connivers. Them we never get inside of them. They kind of them. Especially the money out of them. Watch the girl, but them a try to make a bride of them denied again. Some of them a move like a Spider-Man. Girl, them said them not open wide again. Yo, just give me the light and pass the joke. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, let me know my sight and I got to know which one is gonna catch my flow. Cause I'm in the vibes and I got the dough. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, them looking hype and I got to know. Oh, yo, well, just give me the light and pass the joke. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, let me know my sight and I got to know which one is gonna catch my flow. Cause I'm in the vibes and I got my dough. Another buckle of more. Girl, I'm looking up and I got to know. Yo,